Triple M Mid-North Coast. Good morning, everybody. It is Strotty Fabrecki with the men at work there, and who can it be now? And good morning to Ross and all the team at Men and Women at Work, at Men at Work, if you know what I mean, heading out there today. Very dark outside, as you could imagine, but a beautiful sunny day coming up, and up to about 23. But yet again, if you're in the shade, that bloody wind yesterday, it was freezing if you're in the shade with that southerly wind. In the sunshine, it was beautiful. For our boaties today, southerly winds turning northeasterly, so saith the Bureau, and then going northerly by this evening. That is what we're up to. Now, just repeating too, if you're about to hop into the car to get onto the Pacific Highway, we've got the highway down to one lane northbound at Middle Brother Pacific Highway, Haydens Road, after an earlier truck accident just before 4 this morning, okay? So be a little bit careful in that area. Now, major news stories of the day. I think all of us are still just shaking our head and at what's going on in Perth. Anthony Robert Harvey remained in his home for several days after allegedly murdering his three little daughters, his wife and his mother-in-law. It's an incredible story. You just cannot believe this stuff goes on. Also, making news today, the National Australia Bank has kept its variable mortgage rate on hold, and Woolworths has apologised for selling life insurance to a woman with an intellectual disability. Yes, the Banking Royal Commission and insurance, etc., is being examined at the moment. Locally, a 35-year-old man remains in custody after being charged with child pornography and drug offences after officers arrested him in Coffs Harbour at the weekend. Now, he was refused bail and will next appear in Coffs Harbour local court on Monday, October the 22nd. In sport, Latrell Mitchell will face the judiciary tonight on appeal on a crusher tackle charge. And locally, we've got results from the netball semi-finals last night in the Hastings competition. Of course, coming up on Saturday, it's grand final time in the Premier League of football. And in cricket, we're going to talk about the big Plan B regional big bash, which is coming to Port Macquarie next month. On the show today, plenty happening, including we're going to catch up with Jason Gill. Now, Jason's a soldier who served in Afghanistan, Iraq and the Sudan. Today, of course, marks the 17th anniversary of 9/11. And there is a commemorative service to be held today at 11 at the War Memorial in Port Macquarie to, of course, mark that occasion. The attack on the Twin Towers in America, which also was the day that Australia first committed troops to Iraq and ultimately Afghanistan. I'm really looking forward to talking to Jason about what it was like when the incident first happened and then being sent to Afghanistan and what Afghanistan was like. We'll talk to Jason Gill coming up around 7:45. And that service, if you want to go, is at 11 today in Port Macquarie at the Cenotaph. Also today, we're going to talk more about the Golden Grand Final ticket for you and your best friend. Only Triple M Club members can win. So if you're not a member, sign up today, triplem.com.au. We love giving away really cool stuff like this. The birthday wheel for $1,000. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Moby, the great Harry Connick Jr. and Christy McNichol, the actress. We'll have a look at what's on today for the Mid-North Coast for Holiday Coast Credit Union with Christy. And we'll talk about some other events coming up tomorrow and indeed on the weekend. And remember, What's On is a free community service thanks to the Holiday Coast Credit Union. There you go. 132710. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website. If you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. She's all there. 5:10. We
love
our city.
Feels good. Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it. Feels good.
Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
Green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe. Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
An ordinary street on Cactus Island.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Super Bill.
No, don't try to talk me down off this ledge. I'm going to jump.
Super Bill, strange visitor from another planet and who disguised as... you're going to jump?
Yes, I lead the opinion polls. So now the voters expect Labor to come up with some policies. The pressure's unbearable. I fail to think this through. So stand back. I'm jumping to my death onto the street.
Oh, okay. Well, that's my job gone. Goodbye.
Here I go. Oh! Bother. All these years in politics and I still can't make a dent.
Are you dead, mate?
I wish I was, Brother Penny Ping Pong. Finding policies is just too hard. I've looked everywhere. eBay, nothing. Gumtree, nothing. Porn Warehouse, nothing.
Mate?
I even looked in for Lost and Found at Parliament House. All I found was Joe Hockey's budget, Malcolm Fraser's trousers.
Bill, stop crying. We'll find some policies.
What did you say, Brother Anthony Albo?
Toughen up. This is your job for Super Bill.
Yes, Super Bill.
Oh, you're back.
Faster than a speeding glacier, more powerful than pal farts, able to leap to tall conclusions in a single bound.
There'll be good quality policies at Aldi because they're German.
Super Bill. Up, up, and
away!
Any luck yet, mate?
Struth, yes, Brother Penny. I've got two policies already. Look. Turn back the boats with force and reduce the budget deficit.
Oh, for nookie's sake.
Mate, they're the same as the government's policies.
You catch on quick, Brother Penny. Those policies got them into power, so why won't they get us into power? And the recycling will please the Greens. Brothers?
Bend over, Bill, mate. We've got to hide some kryptonite.
What? What's kryptonite?
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
Fattels.
Strawny Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Former Disney Channel actor David Henry has apologised after being arrested in LA for possession of a loaded gun. He was at the airport. Henry found fame on the television show The Wizards of Waverly Place alongside singer Selena Gomez. He said he felt humiliated and embarrassed and thanked Los Angeles police and airport security. Hello? Quincy Jones has apologised to Paul McCartney, saying he never called him the world's worst bass player. Paul said, that's fine, but if you did, I would have said, it's a swear word. And Shepherd play Panthers tonight in Port Macquarie with local Chris Rose as support, while Dragon hit the stage on Friday night. Now, tickets for tonight, $42 at the door and $32 for Dragon. Here's George from Shepherd talking about coming off touring and writing.
Take a step away, have a breath, and sort of reassess where you are in your life and you know, really make this next album something special.
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Morning, Strawny.
Did you get through yesterday all right, Bluey?
Yes, got through all right. Yeah, it was a bit of a struggle, but we got through it. That breeze was on the water again. It was just hampered a little bit. Just a fish are just not cooperating at the moment.
Oh. Yeah, I know. And we didn't get that really big deluge of rain just for one day. We just would have freshened everything up and cleared everything up. But again, Bluey, yeah. You're going to think, what month am I? Is it January? Yeah. A northerly to 25 knots in your face.
Oh, no. Thank you very much.
Sorry about that. But the good news is until it builds up, Bluey, you've got your perfect rising tide, which we all know it's dinner time for the fish this morning, breakfast time for them. They should come out. Where are we going to go?
Yeah, well, we're back out in the estuary again. It seems to be the only place where we can sort of snag a fish. So we're at the estuary and try for a flathead on prawns or whitebait. Yeah, hopefully that rising tide will make them active and we'll get going. But we just need that rain at the present moment, mainly so we can just get a bit of fresh in the water, a bit of colour in the water. We'll get the prawns out of the mud. We'll get the mud crabs going also. And it'll just make the fish a bit more active.
Yeah, for sure, Bluey. Yeah, the old prawn nets. Gee, they bring back great memories for me. And, going to with my dad and my father-in-law when we first moved up here in the late 80s. And there's nothing better than a good old prawning adventure, is there, Bluey?
No, it's not. No, yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, get the hot water on. We're on the way home. Here we come. Magnificent. Club's out this weekend?
Yeah, you've got a couple of clubs out. First is North Haven Bowling Club, Angles. They've got their monthly cop on. It's a 2 o'clock weigh-in under the clubhouse with a barbecue. And also the Lyon Hotel Fishing Club, they've got their cop on. They're incorporating that with a family day at the Dunbogan Reserve.
Yep.
It's a 1 o'clock start with a weigh-in. For catering purposes, you need to put your name in at the hotel prior.
Okay, fair enough. It's a beautiful area too, the Dunbogan Reserve. Because last Saturday, when we were at Rob's place at Camden Haven Marine, just beautiful, Bluey. That stretch of water there in the Camden Haven River, absolutely magnificent.
Yeah, it's a pretty area, isn't it?
Oh, sure is. Okie dokie. Yeah. Well, that's good, Bluey. Now, I know, in the last few rounds of the comp, it goes into secrecy here, the sealed envelopes and your tipping comp. But can you reveal any high-profile knuckleheads from last week's competition, given that no one gave St George a chance, but the true believers should have stuck true? Did any of them fall off the wagon before the great moment, Bluey?
2 points.
Oh, no, she didn't.
I can reveal two points.
2 points? Yeah. What is she? Yeah. She didn't take them.
Did not take them.
Oh, no.
It would be leading the final series if you'd taken them too, so they'll give a bit more hurt.
Okay, let's have a look here and... Oh, that's terrible. Dear, 2 points. Well, I tell you what, has the Leagues Club rung her at all to McGregor? Has McGregor rung 2 points to express his distress at this?
I don't know at this stage. I hope he has, because she needs punishing badly.
That is terrible. What about Paddle Pop? Was he a true believer?
Yeah. Oh. True believer, and rang me on Monday morning with a blow on his face.
All right, well, there you go. With the tipping comp, it's all veiled secrecy at the moment, but knuckleheads will still come out, won't they, Blurry?
Yeah, they will.
All righty, okie dokie.
That's one thing I could say about myself. I don't get a knucklehead in the finals.
No, you, Bluey, you should be a politician. Now, I remember getting you on one of these because, ladies and gentlemen, he puts it out as the Bluey Waters, footy tab best bet. Anyway, I got beaten. I said, oh, well, there's one you didn't get. He goes, that was Bluey Waters. That wasn't me. That wasn't Gary Searle. Oh, I remember when you did that. You should be a politician, Bluey. Fair dinkum. Anyway, good luck to you. That wasn't me. That was Bluey Waters. He's got an identity crisis, the great man. All right. If you're heading out for a fish today, that's a beautiful sunrise. It's really going to be warm, the first really warm day we've had for about a month, up to 28 degrees, and you're sending us out to the estuary.
Yeah, out the estuary. We'll look for a lazy flathead on prawns or whitebait.
Thank you. Bluey, or is it Gary? I don't know. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Cheers.
Triple M News.
Mostly sunny, a top of 25 degrees for Port Macquarie. Good morning. Ryan Speed with the latest Mid-North Coast news. Investigators from the Homicide Squad, Strike Force Rosanne, extending their thoughts to the family of William Tyrrell, with today marking the fourth anniversary of his disappearance. Acknowledging the Tyrrell family's strength and courage, the group launching a number of special operations and searches over the past 12 months in a bid to provide answers. Moving forward, it's understood a proposed inquest will be held before the New South Wales coroner next year, seeing a brief of evidence handed to the deputy state coroner by the end of 2018. Police from the Mid-North Coast Police District team calling for information, hoping to track down a missing teenager from Nambucca Heads. 14-year-old Ailee Stewart, not seen since 9:30 on Sunday night at her home. It's believed she may currently be wearing a hoodie and jeans. Understood to attend school in Coffs Harbour. Anyone with information on her whereabouts is urged to call authorities. Keeping with police matters now, and a prisoner who escaped from a minimum security facility on the Mid-North Coast last week has been arrested in Queensland. The 35-year-old man nabbed on Monday following a home invasion and pursued in the Redcliffe area. Officers still searching for a second escapee, however. 40-year-old Kurt Reynolds still on the run. Those who spot him urged to make contact. The Ask for Angela campaign being rolled out by the Hastings Liquor Accord across Port Macquarie, the program being launched yesterday. The initiative allows patrons who believe they need help to leave an unsafe or difficult situation. State Member for Port Macquarie, Leslie Williams, says it's all about making sure those in the region feel as safe as possible when on a night out.
This is an internationally recognised initiative which encourages patrons to ask for help if they're getting unwanted attention or if they feel safety is at risk.
Now to sport. And off the back of the recent North Coast AFL Grand Final, the Senior Comms presentation night has gone ahead. Daniel Johnson from Sawtell Tormina and Port Macquarie's Cambridge McCormick took out the top individual awards. Johnson was handed the Brian Saville Medal as the season's best and fairest, off the back of an impressive season, seeing him pole in 8 of the 15 home and away matches. McCormick, meantime, took out the women's top honour and was named best on ground in the grand final, despite playing for the losing side. The top goal kickers were Nick Stanlin-Veld for the Coffs in the men's and Kira Bassett for the Saints in the women's. Right across the mid-north coast, that's the latest local news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. We have a light north and northeasterly wind bones producing clean conditions in those protected northern corners. The rest of our beaches are fairly messy. Even those northern corners that have fairly average waves today, the swell is out of the east-northeast wave size. It's only around that 2 feet mark. I don't think those waves are going to improve at all today. We do have a high tide around 10:30 this morning. Low tide is around 4:30 this afternoon. And the water temperature in Port Macquarie is around 17 degrees. Further north, it's around 21 to 22 degrees.
Triple M Mid-North Coast, it is Trotty for Brekkie. And the fine young cannibals there. And the good thing, it is 8 to 7. Sunny and up to 28 degrees for the coast today.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and V at the Plaza and Clifton news agencies.
Yeah, the Telegraph today, it says, married to the mob, the wife of slain ex-bikey boss Mick Harvey has revealed how she was walking through Rockdale Plaza with the baby in the pram when a friend called to say her husband has been shot dead in a brazen daylight assassination. It's an exclusive dead gangster's wife tells all on the front page. Also, the war of words, former Australian Idol also ran Casey Donovan, ex-surfer Lane Beachley and TV's Naomi Simpson from Shark Tank are amongst those motivational speakers being paid tens of thousands of taxpayer dollars to give pep talks to government staff. Also, 10-year-old pupil in brawl. A 10-year-old boy was last night fighting for his life after a primary school bashing in Sydney's West. The front page of the Sydney Morning Herald says drought wipes out New South Wales crops. The crippling drought hitting eastern Australia is tipped to wipe out millions of tonnes of crops, with the food and grocery industry expressing concern about the likelihood of rising costs. Also, grooming. Dutton escalates row. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has launched a dramatic attack on Roman Quivelig, accusing the former Border Force Commissioner of grooming a younger woman. And Tyrrell case referred to coroner. After investigating more than 600 persons of interest, detectives will today announce they will hand over the file on missing New South Wales boy William Tyrrell to the deputy state coroner. And those are the main news stories in the Nationals today. And, of course, locally, with Steve filling in for the great Lee Jollo, who's going to the F1 Grand Prix in Asia for his holidays, a lucky devil. They're also leading on the Triple M news with the Tyrrell case being referred to the coroner. And, of course, in sport, big news today locally, going into the second round and the last round of the Better Homes Pro-Am Golf Tournament in Port Macquarie. Matty Miller at -8 is 4 shots clear of Brown, Nitties and Brant Richards in the golf. And you'll see some great golf out there at the Port Macquarie Golf Club today. It is 6 to 7. That's the latest. We have traffic coming up shortly with Andrea sitting in for Narelle. And that and more to come, including... I'm just reading this jokey. I can't read that. John from Southwest Rocks, please. Worst Dad Joke Wednesday also coming up next hour here on The Brekkie Show. Although I did find it amusing. Triple M, Mid-North Coast, it is Trotty for Brekkie, and that is Queen there, and you are my best friend. Love that. 7:08, beautiful and sunny, up to about 28 for the coast today. We are talking about sporting cartoon strips in newspapers from years ago. Can we think of some more, given the controversy surrounding Serena Williams and the Mark Knight cartoon? The only one I could think of was Mac Divitt, the professional golfer, and I can't remember whether he was in the Sun or the Daily Mirror. You are a funny mob out there. John from Port Macquarie. G'day, Strawny. Cartoons in sport. The only one I can think of, I remember Fred Bassett carrying a tennis racket in one of the cartoon strips from the 80s. Thank you very much, Fred. Remember Fred Bassett? What happened to Fred Bassett?
Also, this is a good one. Julie from Southwest Rocks. G'day, Strawny. Talking about politically incorrect, how do you reckon Larry Pickering's calendar would go these days? I can remember years ago when the gardening guru, Alan Searle, who was very big on the first three letters of the alphabet, the ABC, he was too, Alan. He knew about gardening. Larry depicted him with his pitchfork standing beside... I remember this too. Standing beside his garden, but his private parts were in a pot of Grow Plus. Yeah, I'm glad you've described it like that. Sporting cartoons and comic strips. 132710. You can email midnorthcoast@MMM.com.au. Get us by the Facebook site or indeed our website. I do remember that cartoon. Goodness, it's 7:10.
Strawny.
Strawny for breakfast.
For breakfast.
Triple M.
Triple M.
Yeah. Alan?
So my friend told me how electricity is measured and I was like, what?
Oh, I said what you did there. An electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. Powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Yes, it is time for the dad jokes to come out. If you're scared of them, go and hide now, all right? Here we go. 132710, the number. We go to John in Port Macquarie. G'day, John. How are you, champion?
Not too bad at all.
That's the way. What's your yarn for us today, Jono?
There's three animals in the jungle and they're discussing who's the best. The hawk says, well, I'm the best because I can fly high. And the lion says, no, I am because I'm the strongest. And the skunk says, no, I don't need to fly high. I don't need to be strong to be the best. Just then an alligator comes out, swallows the three of them, hawk, lion and stinker.
Oh, no! Oh, John, goodness me. Act two. On the program, we go to Jack at Malangri. G'day, Jack.
Morning, Mark.
What's your story for today, Jack?
A pair of olives sitting on a bench. One rolled off onto the ground. The one on the bench looked down and said, are you okay, love? And she looked up and said, Olive.
Olive. Olive. No. And act three on the program, we go to... Rob, who's backing a truck up, I'd say. G'day, Rob. He's listening on the radio. Not this again. Here we go.
Hey, guys, Johnny.
Mate, careful. If you back the truck up, I can hear it bipping.
You there?
Yeah, mate, yeah. What's your yarn for us today?
My yarn for me today is, you heard about Susie Quattro losing the licence?
No.
Because she had 48 crashes down Devil Gate Drive.
Oh, yeah, that is good. That is good. And she's headlining the Red Hot Summer Tour, proudly presented by Triple M. 2 next year. Oh, my goodness. Triple M and the $1,000 birthday wheels coming up after 8. 13:27:10. Good luck. Hope you get on. The Warren Zevon classic, the late, great Warren Zevon and the Werewolves of London with a Chinese menu in his hand. He was looking for a place called Eho Fuchs. Now, if you were listening earlier on in the week to Jack's Arvo show, that is actually a restaurant in London. So apparently lots of debattees and fans of Warren Zevon head there always to have a look at that dish on the menu. It's a true story. It's 7 to 8, sunny and up to 28 degrees today.
So my friend told me how electricity is measured and I was like, what?
Oh, I see what you did there. An electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. Yes. Powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Yes, and here he is, the hanging judge. The great man, Glenn
Hello,
Stewart.
Mate. How are you?
In the soundproof booth. I'm good, Glenn. Now, out of John, Jack and Rob, how funny was that? Rob's backing up that truck. My goodness me. Who did you like out of that?
Oh, I think Devil Gate Drive's got to get it.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Pretty good.
Susie Quattro. Yeah. And, mate, the big thing is she's going to be here next year, you know.
Red Hot Summer Tour.
Red Hot Summer Tour and Susie Quattro, The Angels, Baby Animals, Screaming Jets, John Stevens, Moving Pictures, Chocolate Starfish, Saturday, March 16 at Westport Park. That is going to be huge. So, Rob, congratulations. You don't have to go to Devil Gate Drive. Just come to the Triple M Studios and we'll send you to the Drift Bar Cafe and Restaurant with a $35 voucher. Congratulations, Rob. That was very good.
Yep.
Now, at Port City Bowling Club, lucky members draw tonight. What are we up to?
So we've creeped back up to $1,500. So, yeah, so it's Wednesdays and Fridays.
Wednesdays and Fridays, $1,500. And
what about the band on Friday? These guys are back.
Who are they?
The Lead Bellies.
The Lead Bellies are fantastic.
They're awesome. You've got to see these guys if you haven't. They're unreal.
And Saturday night?
Oh, the famous Roys.
The Roys, international band, the Roys.
Yeah, the international band.
International Roys there. And also, don't forget Jerry doing the trivia tonight after the lucky members draw. And our getting question, Jerry says this is a burning question, all right? Hang on. You're up with all the social media and all that kid stuff today. Quite. You ready for this? You'll know this one, all right? At the 2004 album College Dropout is the debut studio album by which rapper? Is it 50 Cent? That Goose, Kanye West, or Jay-Z?
How would I know?
Oh, come on, you're up with all that, are you? Don't you have the doof-doof in your car when you're going to your Newcastle games?
Negative.
Hey, negative?
Negative.
Okay, fair enough. All right, the getting question. The 2004 album, College Dropout, is the studio album by which rapper? 50 Cent, Kanye West, or Jay-Z? That's the question for tonight. There you go.
Right, so you're gonna fire away about October?
October, yeah. How good's this going to be? And we are talking about a month of fundraising for the Hastings Cancer Trust. Now, for those people that don't know, they are a fantastic group, Rob. They do so... Glenn, they do so much work for the community, and 100% of the money raised gets used. It's not one of those ones where sometimes you see people outside the shopping centres and they're on a 50% cap.
Nope.
They really...
back to everyone, doesn't it?
Yeah. So what we're going to ask you to do, and we'll just keep it under wraps for a little bit longer, but it's going to be a month of fundraising, and we may even have a crack at a Guinness Book of World Records at the end of it. So we'll just say that.
So it's a little bit of watch this space, isn't it?
Yeah, watch this space. There you go.
We've got a promo or a member's... how would you say it? A member's reward.
A member's reward, yes.
For the October, November and December. So watch this space.
Okay, that's two to look out for. Glenn Stewart in the soundproof booth there is taking his headphones off and has enlightened us some. Thank you very much, Glenn. We'll talk to you same time next week.
We can reach the highest star.
Triple M Mid-North Coast and the Mid-North Coast today with Christy. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union? Coming up in under 20 minutes, just the other side of the news. So that is Graham Bonnet there, and warm ride. It certainly will be a warm ride today. Sunny and up to 28. Marina's got the traffic for us shortly here at Triple M, 132710. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website. If you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. Back to the golf today. Nevin Bassick, the leader at minus fives, teeing off at 12:30 today with Jordan Mullaney at minus four, Alex Edge at minus four. Now, just looking down the leaderboard for some locals, I can tell you that Josh Mann, Mayne is at plus one. Josh Mayne's at plus one as well. And looking further down to some well-known people, Nathan Greens is at plus three. Also, Craig Parry's at plus five. And who is the other one? Oh, James Single, the professional. He's at the local pro, is at plus seven. All right, James at plus seven. So there you go. And Kenny Jukes, who I knew from back in Malaysia back in the 1970s, he's at plus 14 yesterday. Kenny, mate, I hope you're well, Kenny. There you go. There's the leaderboard there from the PGA. And Nevin Bassick at minus five is the leader. Yep, more coming up in news, sport and weather. With the Triple M newsroom, it isn't far away. Triple M, the Ray Hadley Morning Show, coming up in around 16 minutes' time. That is the one and only James Brown and the famous Flames. Have you ever heard or seen the James Brown interview where he's absolutely off his face?
Oh, no.
It is a classic. I should... haven't got time to do it now, but I'll get it out maybe tomorrow for you.
Do it.
He's the funniest thing you've ever seen.
Did he have nine Coronas?
Oh, I think he had... and it wasn't Weird Al Yankovic. It was Shallow Hal.
Wasn't Shallow Hal.
Yes, it was. Wasn't it?
No, it was Joe... Joe someone, didn't you say?
No, Shallow Hal.
I said he was a bit like Shallow Hal.
Oh, right, yeah.
Where he said that he's, every chick looks like Pamela Anderson because after nine Coronas.
That's right. Exactly right. There you go. I'm digging myself a bigger hole here. I'll get out of it. It's 14 to 9.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
We're not having nine Coronas.
No,
we're having no Coronas this morning, Strawny. Anyway, what's on around the Mid-North Coast? The Nambucca Valley Cancer Support Group are fundraising today when the Gumma Bushfire Brigade holds its annual Gummers Big Cuppa. Entries by donation, and there are raffles and a trading table, and it's on at the shed from 9 till 1. The Future Choices Expo for students and people with disabilities on today at the Kempsey Showground from 9:30. It's a free expo for students and others in the community with disability, parents, carers, school staff, and those working in the disability sector. So there's info on study, work, apprenticeships and traineeships, plus opportunities to speak with reps from the NDIS, Ability Links, Centrelink Disability, Employment Services and much more. And the Nambucca River Dragon Boat Club meet the Savo at Lions Park Boat Ramp in Maxville from 4:15. And of course, the annual Archibald Prize is on at the Glasshouse until October 7, so only another month to get along to view Australia's most notable portraiture prize.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you, Christy.
Thank you. And if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
I found that interview, right?
Here we go.
I can't play it all. I'll just play a little bit. This is James Brown. He is absolutely smashed.
He joins us from Atlanta to discuss the charges, and we welcome you, James Brown. How did all of this trouble begin?
Living in America. Nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong at all? You're not in any difficulty, but you're out on bond.
No, I'm not.
Have all the charges been dropped?
Yeah, I'm out on love.
Well, are you out on love or out of love? Which is it?
Out on love. Alone from night to night, you find me.
Now, James, this isn't the first time you and your wife have had a problem. Are the two of you going to be able to work this out?
Let's talk about some music.
You want to talk about music and you don't want to talk about what happened?
No, it's all over.
Well, let's talk about your tour. When are you leaving?
We're leaving tomorrow.
And where are you going?
Rio de Janeiro and São Paulo. Brazil.
Now, your fans will have read all about this, James. Aren't you concerned about that?
No, Dagestan. I'm concerned because there's nothing wrong.
And what are you going to say to your fans when they ask you some questions about it?
I'm going to say I feel good.
There he is. He's what swaying. Are you going to say? I feel good, baby. Yeah.
He's swaying. Like Jack Sparrow.
Oh, dear. Have a look at it. If you just Google... James Brown train wreck interview. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Go on, put it on the Facebook page.
Oh, we'll put it on the Facebook page. It's pretty funny, actually. Mid-North Coast, it is Johnny Fabrecki wrapping up with the Divine Awesome Pleasure and Pain.
You can hold your head.
Coming up tomorrow on the show, it is Trading Thursday. Christy's going to be out and about, thanks to ARB delivering Smoko to one of our job sites around the coast.
Money can't buy.
Also, Maroon talking NRL. Have a great day.